get paid for those missing loads.
Come on, Johnny. You know we're still looking for those bills of lading. There are papers all over this office, and finding your bills is gonna take some time. You deliver those parts, and I promise you I'll do my best to find the papers on the missing loads.
How long have you been looking for the bills already?
Including today?
Yeah.
2, 5 days.
Mark was shocked by the number. Obviously, no one was looking for anything in the JJ&G offices.
And you're sure you submitted all the bills of lading together at the same time?
Yeah, they were all stapled together.
Tell him no way and hang up.
I'll deliver the load when I get paid. What do we do now?
We wait.
As they waited for Tony to call back, Johnny started getting nervous. Mark offered to buy Johnny a coffee, hoping that getting out of their truck and stretching their legs for a while would do them some good.
But what if he calls while we're out of the truck?
That's why we'll take a cell phone with us.
Oh, yeah, right.
They walk the block to the coffee shop and back to the truck without getting a call.
What if he doesn't call?
Don't worry, he'll call.
How can you be so sure?
Mark climbed back into the Freightliner and made himself comfortable before he answered the question.
See, his first offer to you was for a load of broccoli. Well, sure, vegetables have to be in food terminals and then onto stores before they go bad, but broccoli's not a valuable enough load for what we're trying to do.
What?
Okay, so the broccoli goes bad. The entire load is maybe worth $6,000-$7,000. And that's about as much as they owe you on the missing bills of lading. So even if you hold on to the load until the cows come home, they're still going to break even. So you don't really hold much of a hand over them.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Now, a load of car parts like we have now is probably worth $100,000, but that's not even the half of it. Most car plants work on a just-in-time basis. So if they want these parts at the plant at 11 Friday morning, they're probably going to be putting them into cars by about 2 in the afternoon. If you're late or don't deliver on time for whatever reason, they might have to stop the line. And the cost of that is something like $110,000 for each hour a car is not being spit out at the end of the line. Funny to you, but you just have to know that Tony's sweating buckets right about now. Any foul-up in delivery puts his contract with General Motors in jeopardy. Hell, if GM catches wind of a problem like this, they might pull their contract with the carrier. And these contracts are worth millions. So after Tony gets tired of trying to figure out a way to get the load delivered without paying you, he'll be calling.
What if I just don't answer it?
No, we want to talk to him. Just let it ring a good long time.
Hey, Johnny. You scared me there for a minute. I didn't think you were going to pick up the phone.
What do you want?
Mark nodded approvingly, knowing that this was the last time Johnny would ever be caught up in a mess like this.
We went through the office with a fine-tooth comb and we found your bills of lading.
Really?
Yeah. They were under a bunch of photocopies nobody bothered to check, so you'll be getting your money the next pay period.
That's not good enough, Tony. My truck's broke bad. I need the money now.
Okay. I don't usually do this, but I'll see if I can pull some strings and get you your money by the end of this week.
Not gonna do it, Tony. I need it right away. And I want to be paid for the load I got on right now, too.
What?
I want the money for this load. See, I can't be sure you're not gonna just stiff me again on this load. And the truth is, I don't trust you anymore, Tony.
Absolutely not. I can't pay you for a load you haven't delivered yet. We don't work that way in this business.
But I delivered the loads for you and you didn't pay me. I don't work that way in this business.
Morning, you won't be working for JJ&G again.
Can you put that in writing, Tony? See, I have no intention of driving for you anymore.
Or any other company either.
Yeah, I doubt you've got that much pull, Tony. Besides, have you taken a look at truck news lately? There's all kinds of companies looking for drivers. And I bet they all pay on time, too.
You son of a bitch!
Are you finished there, Tony? You pay me for the missing loads and for the one I have now, and that will be the end of our dealings. Okay?
Fine.
A certified check, right?
You son of...
Hello?
Fine.
Fine what?
A certified...
Thank you. You can deliver it to my house and tell my wife to call me when she has it.
Johnny looked over at Mark and then burst out laughing. An hour later, Johnny's cell phone rang again. It was Johnny's wife.
Johnny, you'll never believe it.
Let me guess. A man came by and gave you a check for $9,000.
Almost that much. $8,450.
Johnny shook his head. Tony was still cutting him short by $400.
Is it a certified check?
Yes.
Okay, now be careful with it. Or better yet, just take it to the bank and deposit it right away.
We can make the truck payments and we can settle our debts and finish off the baby's room. How did you manage it?
Well, let's just say I got some help from a friend.
Johnny gave Mark a thank you smile and Mark felt pretty good about himself. He leaned back and relaxed while Johnny finished up celebrating with his wife.
She's happy.
Sounds like it.
Johnny turned the key, waited a few moments, then started up his rig. They were just inside the gates to the GM plant, parked out of the way on the side of the access road.
What time is it?
10:15.
What time do you think we'll reach the loading dock?
10:20 be my guess. Maybe even earlier.
Be sure to look for the next episode of Mark Dalton, Owner Operator. In September, Episode 7 appears in Eagles No. 11, Rogue Angel No. 6, Stony Man No. 89, and The Destroyer No. 110.
Can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for? Just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.